Our Royal Valley locker room chat continues here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM, and now we transition to the boys' side, and we join now by the boys' head coach, that is Chris Brown. It is brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Last week, Coach, we talked to you. You were coming off two wins, and, you know, since we last spoke, a couple of losses. A tough one last Friday against Sabetha, Tuesday this week against Holton. Kind of dive into the Holton game more recently in a moment, but let's go back to the Sabetha game on Friday. 70-64, Blue Jays, you take them to the wire, you have four players in double figures. Boy, how close were you in that one? And just ultimately, what were the big positives you took away from that Blue Jays game?
I think the positives were how well we played offensively. We spread the ball around and shot it, you know, good for us anyway, and for the most part limited our turnovers, and certainly gave ourselves a chance to win, like you said there, but they just made every play they needed to in the second half, and they just dominated us on the offensive rebounds and loose balls and hustle plays. And I didn't think it was necessarily through a lack of effort on our part. That's just what they're really good at, you know. So certainly didn't make enough of those hustle plays, but I thought we did make enough of the skill plays, you know, got fouled, got to the free throw line, and just ultimately wasn't quite enough.
And then Tuesday on the road at Holton, always a tough place to play. And, you know, you guys got out to a good start in the first quarter. You know, you jump out to an 11-4 lead and get that out to double figures early in the second quarter. But then it just hit a weird stretch where going on late second quarter into the third quarter, Holton at one point had scored 26 unanswered. The buckets just weren't coming as they were on Friday. You know, kind of take us through this one on Tuesday against Holton, and just one of those things and one of those games where it just simply wasn't there for you.
Yeah, and we certainly did a lot of things very poorly, right? Like, we did not help ourselves at all. But at the end of the day, if you ask me, you know, Holton had two guys in Tyson and Matt who didn't necessarily shoot the ball great, but still found a way to be the best players on the floor, and it wasn't even close. So what a great example for anybody. You know, how you shoot should not indicate how you play. And that's absolutely what happened with those two, because I think they both probably would say they wish they would have shot it better, but they both still dominated the game in other ways. And so, you know, with those two out there defensively, along with, you know, obviously a very sound system that they have there, easy shots are hard to come by, and we didn't take very many, but we also just took so many less shots. We only had 33 field goal attempts, and, you know, the week before against Sabetha, we had 55, I think. So when you take 20 less shots, you know you're going to score a lot less points, especially when you're not shooting it at a very good rate. So they forced a lot of turnovers. We gave them some ourselves so they didn't even have to force, and then, like I said, just had a hard time putting it in the hoop.
All right, Coach, finally, before we let you go, a couple games before the break. Friday against Riverside, Tuesday against Perry. You know, Riverside always a scrappy bunch. Perry has two of the better players in the league. So a tough test here and a tough stretch here to close out the 22 portion of the schedule.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we get Riverside at home Friday, so obviously that's on the forefront of our brain right now. And they're good. You know, the Duncan brothers have been doing it for a long time there, and they're still, you know, doing their thing. So certainly present some challenges, and they've always given us tough games. Even when, you know, we were really, really good, we knew we'd always get a good shot from them, so we expect the same thing Friday. And like you said, I don't know a lot about Perry, haven't dug into him enough yet, being a week away, but obviously the two guys, you know, their two top guys can really score the ball. I think I saw one of them had 30 last night, so going to have to be sound defensively and hope that we can match them and make some shots ourselves.
Four games in, two wins, two losses, a couple tough ones here to close out 22 with Riverside Friday and Perry Lecompton on Tuesday before the holiday break. That's boys head coach Chris Brown joining us here on our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat one final time here in 2022. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck against Riverside and Perry respectively, and we will talk to you after the holidays.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.